from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can figure myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle.
Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 31-33 degrees right about now with sunshine. The high today is going to top out right near 55 with sunshine all day. And then later on tonight, we got some rain sliding in. Live from My Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studio. And it's a week Family Wednesday, and we brought some of the family members in. Trying to put the family to work. Who we got, Ms. Jessica?
Yes, we have our family members from the Urban League of Central Carolina's Madhouse Nation. I introduce to you Mr. Teddy McDaniel, the president and CEO, and Ms. Deidre Shepherd Calloway, the senior workforce manager. Let's give them a round of applause.
Thank you.
Now, the Urban League has been around here in the Carolinas for some time. A lot of people don't even know that the Urban League exists. Mr. McDaniel, what does the Urban League do?
So, great question. We're happy to be on with you all this morning. The Urban League is 41 years old in the Charlotte area. And our mission has always been to empower the African-American and all underserved communities to social and economic equality. How do we do it? We do it through education, training, and placement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Charlotte is a growing metropolis, but we also know that it's the tale of two Charlottes.
Mm-hmm.
And we focused for many years on making certain that underserved communities get the education and get to jobs that lead to careers.
Mm.
And so we're located on 740 West 5th Street, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. And our goal is to make certain that people get good training that leads to careers. And the truth of the matter is they need wealth. Mm-hmm. There's a racial wealth gap in Charlotte and in cities around the country. And so our mission every day is to make sure we get these free job training out to the community at no cost. And we're here to just talk about our programs this morning.
Now, for people who are maybe listening to this right now and they want to help or they want to become a part of the Urban League, how can they join? Is there a registration? Can they join? Can they volunteer? How can they be a part of it?
So all of the above.
Yes, all of the above. So you can certainly volunteer. So if you are willing to give of your time and your talent, we certainly accept volunteers. There's a way to become a member via a paid membership. So we have several different levels in that regard. And we also have our training programs. Again, all you have to do is come in and fill out an application or an intake form, and you should be ready, set, go.
Okay. Hi, ready, set, go at the Urban League. Urban League of the Carolinas live inside the Madhouse. It is a week family Wednesday. We're going to talk about the programs they have when we come back. Charlotte's plug, don't you go nowhere. It's Powered Out of Gate.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with no
gimmicks of help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, right back at it on this week, Family Wednesday. Family, we're trying to get y'all in the workforce, baby. We got the Urban League live inside the Madhouse. Ms. Jessica, we got?
We have Teddy McDaniel and Deidre Shepherd Calloway, straight from the Urban League. And before we took a break, Teddy was talking about wealth, developing wealth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I like that word.
So people need to understand that there is a racial wealth gap in Charlotte and in cities around the country. And our mission at the Urban League is to get all of our clients and communities to economic self-sufficiency. And the way we do that is through education, training, and placement. So we're here to really talk today about our Career Bridge program, which is a free workforce development program in nationally
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Certified trades.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at a point now where you know you need a credential.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is to get you to a livable wage job that leads to a career.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because a lot of students now are coming out of high school are not going to college.
That's right.
So if you don't go to college, then what are you to do? So how do we get involved in this career trade program and what trades does it cover?
The trades that we cover are, we have a pre-apprentice program, which covers HVAC.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very, very lucrative, as you all know. Mm-hmm. It's a 3.5 month training.
That's all?
3.5 months.
16 weeks. And at the end, you earn a credential.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Wow. We also have our fiber optics and premise cabling, which is a registered apprenticeship program.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in the one and only school here in Charlotte. And so that is a 5-week program. We offer that 8 times a year. So that is another awesome opportunity. We have our Microsoft training. That is a 6-week program. And so that is something that you can get in and also get your certification through your Microsoft program. So,
and there are a couple of opportunities we want to point out. We've got a Duke Energy lineman training program. So people need to think about the energy sector and the tech sector.
Mm-hmm.
It's always growing. And there are jobs where you can go from there's an 8-week training program we offer. It's free and it's at night. So if you have things you're doing during the day or you're working part-time, we're flexible in that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of this training program, if you pass this CAS exam, which we train you for, after a few years, you go from $15 to $18 an hour, and you can get up to 6 figures.
Mm. But think about a lot of these trade programs that you have. People can start their own business out of them, especially with the HVAC program. You know what I mean? You think about a lot of people like might be sending a car, like especially like 17, 18, 19-year-olds. Like, what is HVAC? We're talking about your heating your house.
So no matter
everybody
where you
got
are,
one of them.
Exactly.
You live in an apartment, you live in the house today, everybody got one of these, and a lot of people can start their own business, which is what
also,
you really want.
With the HVAC, you include the refrigeration as well. So, I mean, if you're talking about grocery stores, you know, you've got to keep the ice cream cold, all that is involved in that. So, I mean, there are a number of different ways in which you can gain a career in just that industry alone.
And so, if you've seen Killer Mike, he has that Netflix special, Trigger Warning. He talks about the importance of going out here and learning a trade.
That's right. That's right.
It's very, very important. My question to you all is, what about the person that has a little bit of trouble, criminal history? Are they able to come and get these certifications and participate
Absolutely.
In these trainings?
We forgot to mention our Highway Construction Trades Academy. So, you know, when you hear that industry, it's almost synonymous with wanting to get someone involved who has a, you know, criminal background or, you know, a disparaging history in that regard. We do offer that as well. But there is... What we try to do in the course of the training is we talk about soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
We try to do all those things to help alleviate those barriers that would become impediments to getting a job or employment. And so we want to make sure that we're addressing those upfront with our clients and making sure that we are kind of building and bridging that gap and making sure they're getting placed in the proper kind of work environment that will not kind of discriminate against any kind of issues they might have in their past. So.
Yeah, the truth is reentry is not necessarily the end game.
That's right.
We take all comers, and we have second chance employers, regardless of industry, that will take a chance on our clients.
Are there any prerequisites, anything that people that want to come to these trainings, anything that they need to have in advance or anything like that?
So the best way to do that, we do our own assessments. Come on into the Urban League or get on our website at urbanleaguecc.org. Sign up for an appointment. We will give you the testing you need, whether it's your math skills, your reading skills, called a TABE test. But we assess everyone so we can tell them what programs they're ready for.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want you to think about, I don't have what you need. We
Just
have a
come.
G we have a GED program.
Yeah.
on site. Mm-hmm. So if you need to get that out of the way, we can help at that point too.
So like if you're sitting out there and you're a young man or a young lady.
Young ladies too, absolutely.
Age, I would say 18 to 23 right now, because you know that's the age where you, if I'm not in college, I'm really trying to figure it out.
Sure.
Like I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing.
I have one of those.
I do too. I have two of them.
We are.
I have two of them, maybe three. And I'm just saying. But you know, if you haven't quite figured it out yet, like this is the place you can come and they can help you figure it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because Teddy, we actually sat on a panel, talked about the housing crisis here
That's
in
right.
Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And with the housing crisis going on, you have to make a certain amount of money to even be able to sustain a roof over your head.
That's right. Well, it leads into that. We talked a little bit about the lack of household wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get to that point where you're economically self-sufficient, we're also teaching financial literacy in all of our classes. So we're going to meet you where you are, create your own budget, make certain that once you get that job, you're able to manage your money so you can end up buying assets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end goal, to get you into household wealth. so you can get back to your kids and get ready for college and all that type of thing. So,
trust me, we use partners, you know, that come in and help us. You know, we leverage their skill sets in those subject matter areas where folks can come in and talk to about financial literacy. We can talk about housing issues, you know, where you need to be able to get some other support to help you get to that next level. So we are a family. We use everybody in the community to help us as well.
How do we sign up? Oh, go ahead.
For people that are listening and they're interested, they hear HVAC training and the construction program and things like that.
Sure.
What is the starting pay for some of those jobs?
So good question. So for us, we talk to employers about where you will start. You can think about things as $15 an hour and up. That's our goal, right? And that's for entry level. Mm-hmm. We tell people, once you get these certifications and a little bit of experience, expect to have jobs like $22 to $24 an hour. Mm-hmm. They're out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
There, and we talk to employers every day about coming in our building.
And I'll give an example because we had a recruiting event yesterday for our fiber optics graduates. And so the individuals that were there, the company indicated that entry 15 all the way up to a lead position could get them almost to $22 an hour. And that's fiber optics.
Wow.
$15 an hour for an 18, 19 year old that really don't have much responsibility as yet. That's pretty good.
And also starting wage working for somebody else for a job that can potentially turn into your job that you own is great.
Yeah.
So these are wonderful opportunities that you have sitting right in your backyard.
So call us now. I got to put the number out there.
704-373-2256. Hold on, Teddy. Look right into the camera right there. Anders, put the camera on so he can say the number.
704.
So these parents can get some of these kids some jobs.
You're going to see us. 704-373-2256.
Now, that's one of the most asked questions we get in the Madhouse. Number one question is, how do I get my music on the radio?
Right.
The number two question is, do y'all know any jobs available?
So the answer for us is every day.
So here you go.
That's right. So come on and see us at the Urban League. We're looking forward to serving you all, meeting where you are, and then helping you get to economic self-sufficiency.
Yeah.
Let's be clear about that. We got this leading on opportunity and all of these studies. We know what we have to do. The black community and underserved communities have been strong for decades, but we got to get our folks into good jobs and training, and credentials going forward.
When you say you cover financial literacy, what part of that do you take on? Like how do you?
So the basics, you know.
Well, it starts with a budget, right?
Right.
So we gotta have money
to have a budget, though.
But people, we need to meet people where they are, right?
Well, so say I'm zero. I don't have no money.
Sometimes you have more than you think.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And when you come in, the first thing we're going to ask you is, all right, tell us what you're doing now. You're doing something.
Right.
Even
you
if you're getting an allowance.
You should be.
So we need to teach you how to manage that. Because the key is, once you get your training and your placement, you got to know how to manage the money once you get it.
Yeah.
And so we meet you where you are financially. You'll get the budget training. You'll get financial education. And you'll be able to move towards asset building when you leave.
And it's important to talk about your relationship with money. I mean, people, you have to start there. You have to understand the philosophy and how you really think about money and how you manage money. So that's critical as well.
What is the age for that people can begin to attend your trainings? And what is the start date for some of these trainings? Is there a registration deadline or anything like that?
So they differ. So you should know that we have evening classes that our fiber optics is 5 to 6 weeks, and it happens every 6 weeks. So we have info sessions free to the community to talk about all our programs. Then we have
one actually on March 28th, so next Thursday. And to your question, it's open enrollment. So we take applications all year long, year long for our programs. And we have Microsoft that's starting next Monday on the 25th. Our open enrollment session is on the 28th. And so you just come in whenever you feel, I shouldn't say feel like it, they will kill me at the office. You can come at either 9 a.m. or 2 p.m. Monday through Friday to actually do the intake and be able to have that time to do the tape assessment. We 18.
Okay.
18, you got an in age, like 18 to what?
Well, what we really kind of look at, it's called opportunity youth, but 16 to 24.
Okay.
Because we got a lot of young folks.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
are kind of in that in-between yeah. stage. Yeah. You know that. They may be in high school. They may have dropped out. Come on over to the Urban League because yeah. we got a plan for you.
That's what's up.
And yeah. so 18 for adults in most programs, but if you're 16 or 17 and looking for internships or looking for opportunities and want to get back into school, we're here to help.
Nice. I'm taking Teddy on the road. We doing farms or something. What are you talking
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B, man. It is a We Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse. Family, I know y'all waiting on to get this money, man, around the corner. We're going to let y'all secure the bag. We're trying to let you secure your own bag with the Urban League in the building. Listen, everybody's not going to college, and some of y'all may have, you may be past that stage in life. You're still sitting there wondering, like, man, is this something I can do to get right in my life? Reverend Real, Pastor Real talked to y'all today about getting right and get left. So don't get left behind. You can get inside the Urban League. Got my man Teddy in the building, along with a special guest. So how do we get involved with the Urban League? Because we talk so much about it. Tell them again, how do we get involved with the Urban League?
So from a volunteer standpoint, come by and see us or give us a call at 704-373-2256. We really want everyone to know about these free job training programs. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, whether it's the HVAC program, which is 16 weeks and you end up with a credential, or our Duke Energy Lineman program, or our Microsoft Office, whatever it is, you need to get a credential that leads to a livable wage job.
Yeah.
We offer these programs every 6 weeks. Some are longer, but don't worry about whether you have the skills. You have them. We just need to give you the tools.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
To get to the next level.
As far as the HVAC program, you hear one of the biggest commercials on our radio stations is Morris Jenkins. That's right. The HVAC, basically an HVAC program.
Yes, sir. One of the
graduates from our HVAC class is in their commercial.
Oh, no. Mm.
Yes.
So we've been training for those types of companies for years, and we need to get more folks involved in this million-dollar industry. You know, we talked a little earlier about affordable housing, mm-hmm. and everyone talks about it. It's a crisis in Charlotte. But the truth of the matter is, you can't build all of these. You can't get up I-77 if you don't have construction folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no shortage of jobs. And if we get you the right credentials at no cost to you, next thing you know, you're able to buy that house mm-hmm. and get out of that neighborhood and support your family.
Right.
And at the end of the day, we're talking about economic self-sufficiency.
That's mm-hmm. right. It's a $4 billion industry in North Carolina, highway construction.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so within that training, you will receive your flagger certification, you know, your OSHA 10 training. You'll receive your TIMS, you know, that traffic incident management system training. So when you see folks out there on the highway mm-hmm. that's trying to, you know, make you pull over or stop, that is all that is included in that training.
And they make pretty good money. Like we laugh at the people. No lie. We ride past them, we laugh at them or people laugh at them out there, but they're making money.
They're making some money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, listen, everybody's got these phones, right? These are tech jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Our fiber optic broadband. If you're looking at Netflix, where everybody's doing or stealing with Spectrum or these big companies, they got to lay the cable for that. Those are tech jobs. And people know that African Americans use phones and tech more than anyone. But we're underperforming in getting these types of STEM-related jobs and tech jobs. So what we want to do is expose everyone to these tech jobs and fiber optic and broadband, these trades, and next thing you know, you're on to a livable wage career.
Right, that is. What's the number for the Urban League?
704-373-2256. Or check us out at urbanleaguecc.org.
Nice.
And we're open 8:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. We have employers coming to see us all of the time. I do want to pub our Employment Empowerment Expo that's coming up April 24th at Friendship Baptist Church.
10 a.m. to 2.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So come by. We'll have plenty of employers there. We'll have resources for the whole family. But it's a way also to expose people to our training programs. We have openings in these job training programs right now. So if you call today and set up an appointment, we will have someone, a case manager, someone that will get with you, get you assessed, and get you into the job training program.
And let me just say this, that I know we've talked about these careers and these industries that seem to be male-dominated, but this is what, Women's History Month? So, sisters, I need you to come on down. It's your time, too.
Yeah. That's right. Got plenty of roles.
Plenty of roles.
Thank y'all. We appreciate y'all. We Family Wins this side of Madhouse. All this will be on our website at power98fm.com.
Let's get it straight, girl.
Live from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.